Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's Riggs and Allie's Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, it's a tattoo problem, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. From a lady's perspective, I'll let you read this one.
Okay.
You can always email us, by the way. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com.
Megan wrote in. She said, hi, Riggs and Allie. I'm wondering if I'm a jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo.
The nerve.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 7 years, okay, and now we share a 2-year-old son. My boyfriend has a daughter from a previous relationship, and when she was born, he got her name tattooed on his arm. I've asked him several times if he's going to get one for our son, and he either blows me off or continuously ignores the question. It bothers me and makes me feel like our son isn't important enough to him to get a dedication tattoo for our child. Am I the jerk for being upset about this? Megan. She wants to know why her baby daddy doesn't get their kid's name tattooed on him because he has his other kid's name tattooed on him.
All right.
I don't even know where to go with this. This is for the listeners for sure.
Well, I will say that.
What do you think?
I'll give the guy credit that he's getting a tattoo for something that's, makes sense. It's meaningful. A child.
Right. If a it's human be
that
a
you.
Name.
If it's going to be a name, let it be a human that you helped produce.
Like a parent or a child.
Yeah, a parent or a child, like a loved one, someone you're connected to for life, literally
no
by blood.
No matter what. You
bound
do.
By blood.
Yes.
You can't
Not
divorce
by
them.
Paperwork.
Not by paperwork or the law or the church.
Right.
But. I don't know. Because does he have a lot of tattoos? Maybe he just got that one
That's
and he doesn't
thing.
Have any more. He doesn't want another tattoo.
Is he Travis Barkered out or is he Pete Davidson out? Well, then he should get it already.
Of course. I'd be like, what's the harm?
But if he has like one tattoo and it was a long time ago.
Maybe he got bullied into getting that one and you're triggering him by bullying him to get this tattoo.
Maybe he doesn't like the kid. I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Was it? 414-533-1037. Is Megan a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get a tattoo of their kid? Because he has one of the other kid.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you next. Hold on.
Look what you did, little jerk.
Megan wrote in. She said, hey, Riggs and Allie, I'm wondering if I'm a jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo.
Huh.
She said they've been together for 7 years and have a 2-year-old. And he has a daughter from a previous relationship. And when she was born, he got her name tattooed on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
She's asked him several times to go get one for their son. And he either blows her off or continuously ignores the question.
Mm.
So Megan wants to know if she's being a jerk for being upset about the fact that he won't get a tattoo for their child.
Well, let's ask people. What do they think?
Our girl is back in Sheboygan. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, do you have any tattoos of your kids' names on you?
Not of my kids, no.
Okay.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, okay.
My husband does, though.
Okay.
So,
oh, good.
I mean, but you can't. I mean, she's totally a jerk. You can't ask someone to permanently, alter their body for, it's really, I think, her being insecure. There is this other baby mama, right, who this guy got, a tattoo essentially with their kid.
And then another kid on top of that, yep.
Right. Uh-huh. So now you want him to do it because of why? Because of your kid? Or do you want to just show the ex that, hey, look, he got one for us, too?
He's going to be a committed dad regardless, tattoo or not. Right. Hopefully. Well, you would hope that he's going to be in the kid's life, even without a tattoo.
As a woman, I feel you, Lisa. You're saying there's some kind of weird insecurity or jealousy towards the first kid. It's like when somebody's been married, maybe, and you haven't, and you marry someone who's been married. You're insecure about maybe them being married before. There's all kinds of scenarios this could be a part of. I get where you're going.
Okay.
Though.
So you say that...
I agree. You can't make somebody do something to their body.
No. His body, his choice. His body, his choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Lisa.
Men.
Yes.
Men.
Man power. Once. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye. Better day, Lisa. We appreciate you listening.
LaToya made it to day two again in Milwaukee.
LaToya, day two. You're back on the board.
Day two. Yes. All right. I'm happy that I'm through.
All right. I'll written you up there in a second. But LaToya, do you think this woman is a jerk?
I absolutely think she's a jerk.
Oh, wow. All right. Go on.
I have three kids, and my oldest, I had him tattooed on me, but I didn't get my second child tattooed on me until I had my third because it's my body, my choice.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to Megan then about feeling like she's taking it personally that this guy won't get the kid's name tattooed on her?
Yeah.
Just go, if you want a tattoo, she could just go get the tattoo herself and maybe he'll like it and go, oh, well, here I come. Let me get mine too. But right. I mean, like, no, I just don't think that anybody should force the next person to get something permanently put on their body.
That's a good idea, LaToya. Leading by example. She gets one. You want one so bad. Why don't you get one? And then maybe he'll be like, all right, cool. I'll get one too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, right?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
All right,
good.
Girl. Brittany is in Tulsa this morning.
Good morning, Brittany in Tulsa.
Good morning.
What do you
think?
Is she a jerk?
She's a total jerk.
Wow.
She wants her boyfriend to get a tattoo of their kid's name, and he's not responding to her requests.
Nope. Well, like, I have my daughter's name tattooed on me, like, and I never would bring that up to her dad. But, like, bouncing off what LaToya said, I totally agree with her. Like, if you want it so bad, go get it yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Like, go get it yourself. If you're so concerned about it, go get it yourself. And then you can be that representation. And if he follows through, then fine. But if not, like, that's really weird that you're trying to pressure somebody to get it tattooed. And, like, the first caller said, too, like, this weird insecurity.
Yeah.
Like, you're being weird.
Lisa might have hit the nail on the head with that, this girl's taking it personally, and there's something else, some other weird insecurity going on here.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. Like, if you want it that bad, then go get a tattoo on yourself if it's not.
Do you think if he doesn't get a tattoo, he loves your child any less? He loves the kid any less?
People do this all the time with commitment. They feel like if you don't propose or marry them, you're not as committed. So it's kind of like that kind of same spin on it, where if you don't get a tattoo like you did for that kid, you're not as committed to us or something.
You had a child. That's 18 years of commitment. At least.
Yeah.
At least.
So, like, maybe he regrets that tattoo, though. Maybe he regrets getting that one, maybe. I don't know. And then, I don't know. She's a total jerk, though. She needs to stop it.
Right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your input today.
All right. Another regular in Sheboygan Falls. Ashley, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Ashley in Sheboygan Falls.
I'm
a fireball.
Yes.
What do you think? Is this girl a jerk?
I don't know. I'm torn on this one.
Okay, keep it real. What do you think?
So I struggle because I think that she, you know, I get the whole insecurity thing. Mm-hmm. But why is he not giving her an answer? Like, he's not... Like, he's blowing her off. Like, if you don't want to get one, then just say, I don't want to get one. Like, don't leave her hanging. He's leaving her with all these questions. Like, well, why doesn't he want to get one? Does he want to get one because he doesn't love this child as much as the other one? Or does he not love me? Or, you know, so if he would give her an answer.
He's not saying no. Like, I don't want the tattoo. He needs.
He's
leaving her with all these questions.
Maybe he doesn't want to answer the questions is the other problem, which is where women start to spiral in their mind and go, oh, well, he's not going to do it. It's because of this or this or this or this, without just having a straight answer as to why.
Yeah.
Then you spiral a lot of the time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's I know it's probably going to be against me, but I don't think she's a jerk.
Okay.
I think she truly just wants you know, her, and maybe when that child gets older too, she's like, well, she's going to, maybe this child's going to ask, well, why do you have so-and-so's name on you? And because my kid did that. I had my first and my second son's name tattooed on me. And my third son, I didn't get his until he was obviously old enough to read. And he's like,
got it.
Well,
okay.
How come we don't have my name?
How come
we don't have my name on?
If you didn't get the third one after that, you would have heard about that for the rest of your life.
Well, because you were a surprise,
exactly.
Honey. You were a surprise. That's why. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Ashley.
I want to say not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
Guys. Have a good day.
You have a better day. Appreciate you listening.
Finally, you know who this character gets through regularly.
My
Robbie's
goodness.
In South Milwaukee.
Robbie, day three. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing pretty all right. It's trending that she's a jerk this morning, but what say you, Robbie?
Okay, I'm going to have to say this. For my family and any child's life that I was involved in, I'm a walking ancestry. Okay, so I'm going to say she's not a jerk because, you know, getting a child's name on you that, you know, you're involved with, I think that's cool. I like that shit, you know. I didn't mean to swear.
Yeah, you can say that. Okay, go on, Robbie.
I do have names on me. I even got this child that I raised. I have a portrait and a name. I don't think wrong with that. That's just showing love to me. I love art, so tattoos, I think they're the bomb. But, yes, I'm covered from neck to toes.
Okay, so, Robbie, you say not a jerk, though.
Not a jerk at all.
Megan's not a jerk for being upset about the fact that the father of her child doesn't want to get the kid's name tattooed.
Well,
okay.
He may not be into it. She may be into it. I don't think she's a jerk for asking. Okay, she shouldn't get upset if he's not into tattoos or the names or art and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. Okay, do what you want to do, because that's like me. You know, a lot of people tell me, oh, you got too many tattoos and da-da-da. But I just love art. I love tribal art. You know, and I want to support my family. Hey, I'm proud of my niece, nephews, and family.
All right.
And my mom. So I love it. I'll show it off. Put pretty stuff around there.
Right.
Their names, you know. So, yeah, I don't think she's a jerk at all, you know.
All right,
but
Robbie.
More
fair enough.
To do too. So.
All right.
So he's not a jerk.
I was following along because Robbie was like, I have the tattoos, but she's not a jerk for being mad that he doesn't have the tattoos. So I wanted to make sure I understood that, right? But Robbie says not a jerk. All right.
All right, Robbie. Appreciate you calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Sounds great.
So this says that, yes, she is a jerk. It's 3-2.
Wow.
But the winner. But it was almost a split decision right there.
Split, right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.